Today we are looking at age-related macular degeneration, probably one of the biggest causes of sight loss, and there's constant research into the particular condition. A lot of that research in the UK funded by the charity Fight for Sight. We have with us Dr. Dolores Conroy from the charity. Dolores, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us first of all, Dolores, Fight for Sight raises money and then distributes these funds to various research programmes and projects around the country. What kind of figures are we talking about here in research? Is Fight for Sight spending each year?
Each year we spend about £3 to £4 million on new research projects. So at the end of this year we had a research commitment of over £9 million to existing projects that were ongoing at 35 different universities and hospitals across the UK. So all of that money we need to fundraise for. So, you know, it's a substantial amount, and we're very lucky that we have donors that will raise that amount of money each year for us.
Now, you mentioned new funding this year, but of course, a lot of this research is years, if not decades, of work and requires constant funding. But a lot of successes, a lot of breakthroughs coming through that funding. And we're going to look particularly today at AMD or age-related macular degeneration. Now, for those who aren't familiar with that, Dolores, just tell us a little bit about the condition itself.
Well, age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 65 in the developed world, and it affects around 8.7% of the population worldwide. There are two forms of the disease. There's the wet form and the dry form, but essentially age-related macular degeneration affects the central part of the retina, those light-sensitive photoreceptor cells that we use for seeing and reading and recognizing faces. So obviously if you have age-related macular degeneration, you will not be able to read or recognize people. Some of the very early signs of the AMD is distorted lines. So, you know, it is really important. The piece of work that we're going to talk about today is developing a test to detect age-related macular disease at its various early stages, so that, you know, if one of the key priorities of Fight for Sight is to be able to detect disease at an early stage and then give treatment to those patients to prevent sight loss.
So what will we be hearing about then, this new particular piece of research?
This is actually a new eye test, a visual test, that will be able to detect AMD at the very, very earliest stages. And, you know, what the researchers have found out is conventional letter charts that everybody's used to looking at when we go and get our eyes tested are not reliable and are not sensitive enough to detect the very, very early changes in the visual function that's seen in people with age-related macular diseases. And I said, if you can detect the very early changes, we should be able to provide treatment for these patients.
Now, we have with us Professor Roger Anderson, who has been working on this test. Dolores just giving us a brief explanation there of the test itself. I'm sure this could be quite a complicated answer, but, you know, in layman's terms then, how do you, or what do you look for then when creating this test?
Yeah, well, we have letter charts around for over 150 years now. I suppose they were invented by a chap called Snellen, and they were an attempt to try to quantify visual loss a little bit more scientifically than had been done before. But they're still not very reliable in terms of particularly their repeatability. This was the thing we were most concerned about. When you measure vision from one visit to the next, you can get a lot of variability in the measurement, even though there's no change in the patient's vision. So we tried to set out to design letters, particularly letters that were more sensitive to change, less variability in the measurement. But we didn't want to change the way the test is conducted, because it's fairly well understood by patients. We didn't want to make a test that was radically different than the way it's currently conducted in terms of reading letters in the chart. So we decided to change the stimulus on the chart, but without changing the overall design. And the way we did this was to remove what we call the low frequencies, the coarse information in the letters, and leave the high frequency detail of the letters. So we designed letters that were made up of black and white stripes on a grey background so that they have the same average brightness as the background. And this means whenever the patient reaches the limit of what they can resolve, the letter disappears. So they're quite novel in that respect. And we found these letters are much more repeatable than conventional letters. But on top of that, we found that actually they were much more sensitive to age-related macular degeneration at the same time.
Dolores mentioned this pattern of lines which can start to go wavy. Is that the basic principle?
It may be one reason. We're still conducting research to try to find out why the test is more sensitive. We know it's more repeatable. That's important because if you want to know whether a patient's vision has improved or deteriorated, you have to know what a significant change is. And if you've got a test that's not very repeatable, you can't really make decisions like that very, very reliably. So we know it's definitely better on that front. Why it's actually more sensitive to AMD, we think it's because of the way the letters are constructed. As you say, they might actually be more sensitive to the sort of distortions that you get in early macular degeneration. But it may be as well that these letters are much more sensitive to cell dropout, cell death. If you think of the cells in the retina like the pixels in a camera, if pixels disappear and drop out, you lose your resolving power. And we think these letters are just more sensitive to that cell loss than conventional letters are.
Dolores, you mentioned this test aids early detection. What could that mean for someone with sort of wet or dry AMD then?
Well, I suppose if you think about early detection for people with wet AMDs, we do have treatments such as the anti-VEGFs that will stop the progression of the disease. So hopefully by detecting it early, we would be able to prevent vision loss. In the case of dry AMD, we do not yet have a test. But, you know, there are clear things that are clear issues that with dry AMD, such as, you know, smoking increases the progression of age-related macular disease. So we could actually tell these patients to stop smoking, perhaps change their diet and all those other factors that have been implicated in progression of sight loss in AMD.
Professor, is this test then still at the testing stage, or is it ready to go, or do you have to do more work to understand the results that it can give?
Both, really, I suppose. The test is already commercially available. Moorfields, along with its partners, Fight for Sight and the Institute of Ophthalmology and Ulster University, have entered into agreement with a company to produce this chart commercially. So we're hoping that it will be used in clinics, both in hospitals and possibly in high street ophthalmic practices in the very near future. But we're still continuing to work with it. The initial studies were conducted in laboratory situation. The most recent study was conducted in a much more clinical environment with patients with age-related macular degeneration, and the results of that were very exciting. But that's really the only disease we've tried it in so far, and I think it probably has application across a broad range of diseases. Probably, I think the obvious one to try next would be diabetic retinopathy, but any sort of disease that affects the retina of the eye, I think we want to investigate whether this chart is as sensitive to those diseases as it seems to be to macular degeneration.
Dolores, very exciting news here, the fact that AMD could be caught at a very early stage.
No, it's absolutely really exciting. I mean, this is a test that's been developed by Professor Anderson and his team, and it looks like it's easily understandable by patients, so therefore it could be routinely administered in the clinic. So this is obviously really important.
And because the test is using charts, you know, there's a very small outlay. We're not talking about something that's very expensive to check someone's eyes at that early stage.
Absolutely not. I mean, you know, I think they would probably be on par with the current charts that are available for eye testing. So it wouldn't be any more expensive. So they would be obviously routinely used in clinics and also in optometrist practices.
great news there, Dolores. Just finally, if people would like to find out anything more about Fight for Sight, perhaps get involved in the fundraising, etc., how do they get in touch?
Yeah, you can find out more about Fight for Sight on our website at www.fightforsight.org.uk, or you can call us on 0207 264 3900.
Dr. Dolores Conroy and Professor Roger Anderson, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.